Analyze. Think, think, think. When you do, you will recognize that our ordinary way of life is almost meaningless. But do not become discouraged. It would be very foolish to give up now. On those occasions when you feel most hopeless, you must make a powerful effort. We are so accustomed to faulty states of mind that it is difficult to change with just a little practice. Just a drop of something sweet cannot change a taste that is powerfully bitter. We must persist in the face of failure. In difficult personal circumstances, the best recourse is to try to remain as honest and sincere as possible. Otherwise, by responding harshly or selfishly, you simply make matters worse. This is especially apparent in painful family situations. You should realize that difficult present circumstances are entirely due to your own past undisciplined actions. So, when you experience a difficult period, do your best to avoid behavior that will add to your burden later on. It is important to diminish undisciplined states of mind, but it is even more important to meet adversity with a positive attitude. Keep this in mind. By greeting trouble with optimism and hope, you are undermining worse troubles down the line. Even beyond that, imagine that you are easing the burden of everyone suffering problems of that kind by your undergoing this problem. This practice, imagining that by accepting your pain, you are using up the negative karma of everyone destined to feel such pain, is very helpful. Sometimes when I am sick, I practice taking others' suffering to myself and giving them my potential for happiness. This provides a good deal of mental relief. Every day in the early morning, and especially when I have the time, I do this practice in a general way with regard to all living beings. But, in particular, I single out Chinese leaders and those officials who must make decisions on the spot to torture or kill particular Tibetans. I visualize those leaders and draw their ignorance, prejudice, hatred, and pride into myself. I feel that, because of my own training, even if in reality I could absorb some portion of their negative attitudes, it could not influence my behavior and turn me into a negative person. Therefore, ingesting their negativities is not that much of a problem for me, but it lessens their problems. I do this with such strong feeling that if later in the day in my office, I hear of such atrocities. Although one part of my mind is a little irritated and angry, the main part is still under the influence of the morning practice. The intensity of the hatred is reduced to the point where it is groundless. Whether this meditation really helps those officials or not, it gives me peace of mind. Then I can be more effective. The benefit is immense. Under no circumstances should you lose hope. Hopelessness is a real cause of failure. Remember, you can overcome any problem. Be calm, even when the external environment is confused or complicated. It will have little effect if your mind is at peace. On the other hand, if your mind gives way to anger, then even when the world is peaceful and comfortable, peace of mind will elude you.